Everyone likes to get five stars, but there's something more important than getting five stars. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Sometimes we stay in hotels. We stayed in this one hotel, and because it was too inconvenient for us to stand up while we were checking in, they said, please, Mr. Riley, please sit down on the couch. We'll check in, then we'll come over and tell you when you're checked in. I like that. And while you're sitting on the couch, guess what? Someone arrives with a tray from the kitchen with ice drinks, freshly squeezed fruit juices that we've just made for you, Mr. and Mrs. Riley. Thank you very much. And then one of the afternoons in your bedroom, and the doorbell rings, and there's a guy there. He says, we heard it was Mrs. Riley's birthday. The chef made you a chocolate cake. Please, may I leave it here? Yes, you may leave it there. Will there be anything else? Will there be anything else? Let me see now. Yeah, that'll do for now. That will do for now. Brilliant. Guess how many stars they got? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, we've stayed other places. We've stayed in a hotel where it was freezing in the bedroom, like freezing. Really uncomfortable, even with your clothes on. You just had to get into bed. It was your only chance of getting warm. And even, you just hadn't brought enough jammies. And you'd go down to the reception desk to talk about it, except that it was hard to get to the reception desk because the bloke who was on reception, all his friends were hanging out at the reception desk with their pints of cider, making noise and being generally kind of rowdy. So he thought, I don't even feel safe here. They didn't get five stars. Okay, but everyone wants the stars. Who likes to shop online? Okay, I'm a bit of an eBay user myself now. So whenever I get these deliveries, straight away you get this, well, you get a couple of emails. You get an email asking you to rate the seller. You also get usually an email from the seller before you get that email saying, please, please give us five stars. If there's a problem, just tell us and we'll fix it. That's better than giving us kind of low stars, okay? Because they're afraid that they'll get low stars and they won't look like they're a great seller. So everyone's keen to get lots of stars. Okay. So five stars, five of course means excellent, and four means good, and three means average, and two means weak, and one means bad. And in a lot of these rating systems, you can't get less than one. And that's kind of nice, you know. Now, some film critics, if they don't like a movie, they don't give it any stars, just give it a black spot, or they just write bomb beside it, because they don't even want to give one star. But I think it's kind of nice, given that nobody's perfect, that nobody's perfectly bad either. So it's kind of nice that in some of these rating systems, you can give between one and five, but nothing else. So that's kind of the minimum one there. Okay. If you're doing it online or on your phone, of course, you can just tap the stars you want, and it'll just color them in nicely for you, staying between the lines. But hey, you got it on paper this morning. You can color. Did you know that I am the best colorer in the world? I have been told that by someone who I help with his coloring from time to time. So just so you know, and in case you thought it was you, it's not you. It's me, the best colorer. Very good at staying between the lines. So I could color those stars, no problem. Okay, now, we're going to look at a story where Jesus talked about ratings. Believe it or not, there is a story Jesus told that's just like this. Rating. Mad, isn't it? We're going there. I'm not making this up. This is in Matthew chapter 25, and we're starting in verse 14. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. He's told a couple of parables to explain what the kingdom of heaven is like, and now he tells another one. He says again, verse 14, Matthew 25, again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave five bags of silver to one, two bags of silver to another, and one bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the five bags of silver began to invest the money and earned five more. The servant with two bags of silver also went to work and earned two more. But the servant who received the one bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the five bags of silver came forward with five more and said, "Master, you gave me five bags of silver to invest, and I have earned five more." The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the two bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me two bags of silver to invest, and I have earned two more." The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the one bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man. Harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money. So I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." "Thank you, Lord, for your word." What a story. What a surprise. Like Paddy the Irishman, Paddy the Englishman, Paddy the Scotsman. It develops a certain rhythm, creates an expectation, and then a surprise comes at the end. Okay, most of the parables have a big surprise at the end, and it's what happens at the end that you need to listen to. It's the end of the story that matters, especially with a parable. Anyway, well, back there to verse 14. "The kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone." Now, in verse 15, here comes the rating. "He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip." The master rated his servants based on their abilities. So he rated one, a 5 bag of silver guy. A bag of silver would have been about the price of a car, okay, if you make it contemporary, okay? So 1 bag of silver, that's a substantial bit of money, okay? Might not be substantial, depending how rich the man was, but it was substantial to the person who'd receive it. So bag of money would buy a car in our day. Okay, he gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags to silver to another, 1 bag last, dividing into proportion to their abilities. He rated them according to their ability. Imagine you're one of those guys there. You're maybe the 5-bag person or the 2-bag person or the 1-bag person, and you're looking at the other person. Five. So he's a 5 and I'm a 2. I'm a 2 and he's a 1. Anyway, they got their bags, they were rated, and then they were entrusted in accordance with their rating, their silver bag rating. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money. Doesn't tell us what he invested in, really, or whether it was like an ethical investment or not. Just said he went and did something. He worked, he traded or something. He did something with it. That's all we know. We don't know if it was oil, probably not. Or was it something else? Did he buy a taxi? Probably not. Or open a shop, don't know, but he did something. He did something with the five, and he made five more. The servant with two bags of silver also went to work and earned two more. And again, we don't know what he did, but he did something and turned the two into two more. That's a good return, 100% dividend. Of course, it was a long time, but still, not bad. To double your money is not bad. But the servant who received the one bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. Yeah. Okay. So he didn't do something. He did nothing. Okay. Well, I guess he didn't lose it. Okay? He didn't throw it away. He didn't leave it on the doorstep for someone to carry off, but he didn't do anything with it. It was still there when the master came back. Now, after a long time, their master returned, called him to give an account of how they'd used his money. The servant whom he had entrusted the five bags of silver came forward with five more and said, "Master, you gave me five bags of silver to invest, and I've earned five more." And if you're the two-bag person, you're there listening to this and thinking, "Well, that is pretty good. That is pretty good." And the master speaks to him and says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount." Do you get that? But is that not the big amount? That's the biggest amount in the story. And the master says to him, "I gave you a small amount." You see, if we get inside the master's head, we realize one bag of silver, two bags of silver, five bags of silver, they're all small amounts. The guy with the one bag of silver, he knew he had a small amount because he was comparing himself with the five bags of silver. Maybe the guy with the five bags of silver, maybe he thought it was a big amount, or maybe he knew it was a small amount. But from the master's point of view, the master who's wealthy, five bags of silver, I wouldn't even miss it. You know, it's a small amount. To him, it's a small amount. He might be like Dennis O'Brien or somebody. Yeah, five bags of silver, what's that? Five cars. If he lost five cars out of his corporate fleet, would he even know? Would he care? Small amount. And when you look, we had some nice astronomy videos during the worship ministry. You're just thinking, if you stand anywhere else in the universe, except on this blue dot planet, which we call Earth, if you stand somewhere else and look, like all the wealth in the world, it's still not a lot. And you might have two people on Earth, one saying, "I've got five bags, I've got one bag." Tuppence halfpenny looking down on tuppence. Someone thinking, "This is big, that's small." Nah, it's all small. It's all small. It's not the number of bags that matters. It's something else. Anyway, the master said, "I'll now give you more responsibilities. I'll now give you many more responsibilities." So he gets five bags for a starter, but there's going to be more for this person. There's going to be more. Okay, verse 22, the servant who had received the two bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me two bags of silver to invest, and I have earned two more." And then he stood there waiting to see what the master would say. Now, he'd heard what the master had said to the five-bag person. So he's probably thinking, I hope he says something a bit like that, even though it's just two bags. I did two bags. Did the master say something a bit like what he said to the five-bag person? He said exactly the same as he'd said to the five-bag person. How about that? He said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." It's the same script. It's like me giving feedback to students where I copy and paste some feedback into their Moodle account. Whew, that was a good project. Okay, blah, blah, blah. It's the same response. You've been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Same response from the master. Ha! The two-star person gets the same response as the five-star person. The same "well done" from the master. The same promise of many more responsibilities. Maybe this bag thing was just the interview. Maybe this wasn't the job at all. This bag thing was just to see how they were going to respond. So now we're going to come to the one bag guy. And of course now we know he's going to be able to get a "well done" as well. Because it's not about the number of bags. Then the servant with the one bag of silver came and said, "Master,
Now, it's complicated. It's not how it looks, you know. You see one bag, but let me explain. If I have to explain a lot, something's wrong. Okay.
Master, I knew you were a harsh man.
Oh, it's not about me. It's about you. Looks like I haven't done a great job. It's not my fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. It was your fault from the beginning. Ooh, don't be judging me.
Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid. That's true. I was afraid I would lose your money. So I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money back.
Let's call it quits. You gave me one bag of silver. I'm giving you back one bag of silver. I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me anything. Let's just leave it like that.
But the master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. Like, he was his servant, so you should be doing something for him, not doing nothing for him. You wicked and lazy servant, if you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? Now, the other two guys did stuff. Doesn't say what, but they either did some kind of business or created some kind of employment opportunity for themselves. They made something happen. He said, look, even if you weren't going to do that, how about just do like something? Just do something. Just do anything. Just do even the smallest thing, which is put the money in the bank and let someone else give you your 0.01% interest every year or whatever the going rate is right now. Just do something. Don't do nothing. That's what the master's asking for. At least I would have gotten some interest on it. You can see the master just wants something. Then he ordered, take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use what they have been given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm now going to ask you a very cheeky and rude question, but that's the kind of guy I am. You knew there was going to be one uncomfortable part, didn't you? Here it is. There's five stars, five blank stars. You've probably got some in your hand as well. I'm going to ask you to rate yourself. Okay? As a servant of God, I'm going to ask you to rate your ability. Now, you might get it wrong. You might get it right. And who's to say if you're right? Only the Lord himself knows. But the Bible does say, think about yourself with sound judgment. Now, don't jump down to the very bottom saying, oh, let's be humble, humble, humble. That's not sound judgment. That's just cowardice. Have you got some ability? Have you got some courage? Have you got some faithfulness? Are you someone who can do a thing and be consistent with it? Have you got some relational skills? Are you able to encourage, to serve, to cook, to speak, to help, to plan, to arrange, to support, whatever. Is there something or some things you're able to do? So just take a short moment. And if you want to doodle it on your little card, or if you just want to doodle it in your head, just decide, pick a number between 1 and 5. Your abilities. This is not the most important thing, but it's important that we just engage. So I'm asking you to do this. So there's you. You've got your name. You've got 5 stars. You've got a click. I'm going to click somewhere between 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. I'm going to click somewhere. That's the person I think I am. You might be taken off a star for the glaring flaws and weaknesses you see in yourself. But then again, they're not all flaws and weaknesses. You might be moving up a bit from the 1 because, you know, there are some things you can do. Are you coming to a decision?
And it's not a comparison with someone else. It's just you saying, hey, this is the way I see myself right now. Stars. We can probably all think of reasons for giving ourselves a couple of stars. We can probably all see reasons for maybe deducting a star, whatever. Ability. Each according to his ability. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. Okay. If you haven't reached a decision, reach one now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Done. Okay. You've made your choice. I'm not going to make you tell anybody. I'm not going to make you shout it out. Okay. Now, you've decided, okay, I'm a person with 5 bags of silver. Of course, you realize it's not money, don't you? Jesus straight away told another story to show that it wasn't money he was talking about. But it's something. God has given you something. And he requires from you something. The 5-bag man went and did something. That's all we know. The 2-bag guy did something. The 1-bag guy did nothing. Anyone who did something got a well done. How about that? It's easy to look back on something you've done or failed to say, oh my goodness, I should have done different. I should have done it better. But the master only criticized the person who did nothing. He didn't say to one of the guys, two bags, you could have made that 3 if you didn't invest more. No. The life is full of opportunities of different kinds. You can't do everything. Your only choice is between doing something and doing nothing. And in the next few days and for the rest of your life, you will be faced with opportunities to do something or to do nothing. There'll be someone you know who's in trouble or hungry or in prison or in a state of discouragement. You'll say, you know, I should really give them a call. And then there will be a voice in your head that says, but sure, you wouldn't know what to say. Sure, someone else will give them a call. I'll give them a call later on if I think of it again. There'll be a voice that says, hey, nothing is the thing to do. That's never the voice to listen to. You say, but sure, what can I do? I'm only a 1-star person. Yeah, well, why don't you go give them the 1-star ability you have? When Jesus went from that story, he went straight away, according to this account here in Matthew, into this story. Verse 34. So this next story, it runs on in this story. He says, then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. This sounds like the many more responsibilities going to be given to some people. For I was hungry and you fed me. Oh, does that count? Yes, that counts. Food. You can share your lunch with someone. Look, I've got too much lunch here for one. Would you like half of this? Looks kind of nice. I didn't even cook it. The guy downstairs cooked it. Would you like some? Lamb kofta and rice. Would you like half it? Imagine. That counts. Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me. We didn't feed you, Jesus. We just fed some like lady wearing a skirt with highlights in her hair. That wasn't you, was it? That was me. That was me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. It's still not expensive. Water is probably free. Okay. I was a stranger and you invite me into your home. Huh. Just someone who's new, who's lost. You say, hi, my name is, do you want to come in? I mean, they don't have anything at home. He didn't say you gave them anything. You just brought them in and said, come on, you come in. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. You just brought yourself to where I was. I was in need. You just came to where I was. Said, hi, can I sit here with you? I haven't much to give you because I'm only a one or two star person, but I can say hello. I can sit here. And these righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you? Oh, well, we thought we hadn't done anything. And the king will say, I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. So it's actually not about making money, but it is about using what you have. And hey, you have something. You don't have nothing. And so the big challenge is, whatever number of bags you shaded in on your star chart, use it. That's the challenge. We can't say a prayer and make it happen here, because life doesn't all happen here. This is the pit stop, but life keeps going for the whole week. This is 1 hour out of 168. Whatever it is, use it. These opportunities will come to you. They'll be there. You'll see someone. You say, don't have anything to give, but I could say hello. And maybe I won't say hello because I feel a bit shy and they might not understand. Maybe they speak a different language. Maybe someone else will say, the voice that says, do nothing. You've got to face it down and say, you might think you're a one-bag person or maybe you're a four-bag person or a five-bag person, but wherever you are, do something. Something. Use it. Lord, we thank you for your challenge and your word to us of clarity that says, whatever it is, do something.